Dear student, I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah, and it's a pleasure for me to start on the altogether new chapter, chapter number 18, that is direct marketing. Learning objectives of this specific chapter: know the concept of direct marketing, understand how it is different from the traditional marketing, know the interconnected elements, that is customer, supplier, and distributor, and understand about the different techniques of direct marketing, and know benefit of direct marketing. These are the objectives listed in the chapter focusing on direct marketing. Procedures of achieving sales through marketing. Let's begin. Achieving objectives with marketing budget cost effectively by making use of in-depth knowledge of customer and their behavior and direct communication with them is marketing procedure that is put into practice. The development and the use of customer databases facilitate the selection, budgeting, and specification of advertising communications media. So you can see that the development and use of customer database, how does it facilitate in selecting and budgeting specific for the procedure of marketing. Also, database analysis facilitate marketing research. So these elements listed here are used for achieving sales. The interaction of suppliers with their customer in two-way communication, two-way traffic, using individually addressable media such as postal mail, which is called also snail mail, telephone, and now website, mobile devices, and e-commerce. They are addressable media in direct marketing. The direct marketing happens through this source, which are traditional as well as e-commerce, that is a recent addition in last 20, 30 years. Interaction is done through a database. And where do you get database? Various sources are there who provide database. So interaction is done through database that stores the specific characteristic of existing and potential customers. Use of geographic and demographic profile, product purchasing behavior, etc. So student, you can see the direct marketing process itself involves quite a few traditional and the modern approaches. Interaction with getting data from the database provided and providing potential for potential customers, and use of geography and demographic profile. Depending on different geographies, we mean state-wise, region-wise, district-wise, and demographic profile, different age group-based database, different culture-based database, ethnic database, and so on. Those profile in products purchasing behavior, identifying which demographic segment buys what product, and what that has to be addressed in direct marketing. How do we work toward using this database designed from geographic point of view or demographic decision? So you'll understand that direct marketing still has a great importance, and that is being practiced. In-house sales and reservation bookings. How does that happen? Direct marketing is related with advanced booking or reservation made by customers directly. What do we mean by advanced booking? Customer making that directly. The advanced booking refers to traveling in the month of December and booking that in October, or traveling in the summer of 2022 and booking that in the winter of 2022. Bulk ordering of group sales and booking by the general public. So general public refers to the end users who sit in a society. It is about way of generating bookings. Why do we do direct marketing? Of course, to generate booking, to create business opportunities, reaching to the consumer and the general public, the consumer, and is not using any sales team. So there is no talk show, there is no sales work, there is no presentation. You just address directly when you get a database based on geography, demographic, and so on. So that's direct marketing. And we have seen in direct marketing, we use traditional as well as modern approaches. Now, direct selling or direct marketing, what it is? What is direct selling or direct marketing? Now, developing profiles of the customer in a systematic way with their detailed knowledge. This is helpful in targeting direct sales or direct marketing. Further, usage of knowledge and information gained to improve effectiveness of the response process and converting that awareness into sale. Whatever database we have, whatever feedback that we have gathered, on the basis of that, improve on your quality of product, your approaches through direct marketing. Cost-effective tool. This is very much cost. You don't have to have a sales team. You have set of approaches. You have a set database. Your brochures that you transfer via email, direct mail, telephone, SMS, etc. This is cost-effective tool for market research. Direct marketing would be a direct tool. Also, market segmentation and feeling the pulse of the market through test marketing, as well as way of reaching to the customer, making sales and monitoring sales. So all this direct selling or marketing has these elements that help in direct marketing or direct sale. Many companies still do direct, though many a time it will be like a blank call. And with the current era we have seen, many of us are not very happy about getting a call or getting a message. We have spam folders, we have Truecaller. So all these sort of activities, though still done, known as direct sales and direct marketing, we have the option of either unsubscribing or blocking it. So this is a risk element. But as a syllabus, we are trying to understand what is direct sales and marketing. So look at that process cycle. Begin with defined set goals and objective as a first step. Findings and defining, like any planning that happens, first is defining what you like to do. What is your set goal? Then review. So it starts like this. I'm sorry, these are too blurred for me to read, but still I'm making an effort to read. Choosing the delivery channel, selection of type of responses, carry out the promotion, and review the result and define. So this is a life cycle. First you define, then you approach, carry out, research, carry out, select the channel, review. So cycle goes like any cycle moves in any planning or any activity. It goes first with evaluation, defining, and ends with review, monitoring. All these are direct marketing. What is your success that you review and continue, drop, whatever is the result, you decide your next action based on that. So the paradigm shift from direct selling to direct marketing in travel and tourism industry, it has made changes in the entire business environment. Information and communication technology enables communication directly with the customer. So there is no intermediary. At times, there are no distribution channel. New distribution system in use result in competitive advantage. Database technology allows storage and analysis of large amount of data that can be linked to other databases for marketing activities. So you find databases being shifted, which has been used. So database coming in from credit card holder, specific type of a creditor with high buying power, that database comes to you. So that can be used for buying luxury and direct marketing, direct sale for promoting luxury products. Because the credit card holder who has more buying power through the credit card would also be looking for other products. So they mix up using this technology to other database for marketing activity. And this has been happening. That's why you keep getting calls and you wonder, how did they have this number? The paradigm shift from the direct selling to direct marketing, travel and tourism industry, it has made changes in the entire business. Ongoing effort to reduce distribution costs. That's the message. That's what it is required. To reduce distribution costs. Everywhere we are working towards. As I mentioned, airlines have stopped giving commission to their agent, but they want to sell their airline seats to passengers through the GDS, distribution channel. But they are refusing to pay you commission. And how they would ask you to earn your revenues are charging to the end user. Airlines have reduced the offering to the passengers. They are going into ancillary services to increase revenue. Yes, for travel agent. So things have taken a different shape and the effort is to reduce costs and retain more profit. Once upon a time, travel agents were getting 9% commission on the ticket they were selling. That came to 7 and 5 and 4 and now 0. Some airlines have come back and have started offering 2 or 5%, but those are very limited. That's why the concept of service charges has come into practice. Before you approach to a travel agent, they would always ask you, our charges for domestic booking is 100 rupees. Are you paying 100 rupees, 200 rupees? Otherwise, no to you, I can't book your seat. Many tour operator, travel agent are going into no ticketing through their offices. Because airlines have stopped giving commission to reduce the cost. That's why ongoing effort to reduce distribution cost by having continuous review of the same. Time and again, there was an era when distribution cost, to save the distribution cost, airlines, when first came online selling directly B2C, they announced, you book through us and that's it. You don't have to go to a travel agent. It resulted into a furor about the travel agency refusing to book a specific airline. In the best interest, I would not mention the airline, but it did happen. Clear-cut posters were put by travel agents saying, we boycott this airline because they are not giving you commission. But now it's an accepted norm. Many airlines don't give you commission on international flight. So cost reduction in direct sales marketing is an element where you have saved costs. You have utilized the database. Maybe you have paid to buy that database because it has specific email and phone numbers. Providing custom products and maintain existing customers loyal. So yes, direct marketing also has the role to play where they maintain existing customers. You know them, you know their contact, you know what product they want, what type of travelers they are, what is their favorite destination, and you approach directly by providing custom support, and customers' loyalty is addressed by direct marketing. Quite an interesting chart here again, that interconnected elements where the players like customer, supplier, and distributor are roped in to give services in interconnected element. Please go through this chart, very well defined. It says distributor entitled communication, advertising and PR, sales promotion, personal selling, websites, and print information. All this we have addressed and have spoken in the past in detail. Please go through the slide. The interconnected element, we are addressing this. Interconnected in a sales or marketing are customer, supplier, and distributor. They are interconnected. Customer buys a product that is being provided by supplier. Customer go through a distribution channel, point of sale, to buy a product. So they are all interconnected. Customer stand alone cannot book anything on their own. They have to go to supplier. So from supplier to customer is the customer-specific communication mix aimed at existing and potential customers. It includes media advertising. Now, how can we achieve that? You take up media advertising, you do public relation work and sale promotion, including direct mail. So all these we do to connect the common component between connectivity between supplier, customer, and distributor. Now with the information and communication technology advances, it includes internet via PCs, mobile phones, and other devices. When we talk of mobile phone, we have group. By link, you join that group, which could be travel agent, tour operator, airline group, media. You get connected in the group and you do the connectivity of customer, supplier, and distributor. From distributor to customer is the customer-specific communication. Coming in from the distributor, so specific communication. Distributor include whom? Travel trailer, travel agent, retailers, and other providing display space and access to product. Now distributors interact with customer directly in providing information. Come to us, sometime distributor to tap the business, maybe offering additional incentive or discount from their own earning so that they get better business. So they interact with customer without involving the main supplier. The distributor would directly talk to them. This was happening many years back in travel agencies. When they were earning commission, they were ready to interact and give out of their commission some money to the traveler himself or herself. Two-way interaction where the customer has no direct contact with the supplier. They don't know where the direct supplier sits. They may not sell, the direct supplier may not distribute to the consumer simply because the buying power doesn't exist with the consumer. The consumer would possibly ask for two rooms, whereas the distributor has negotiated with the supplier, say a hotelier or an airline, for 10,000 flight seats in a span of 2 months. So better buying power exists with the distributor, not with the consumer who's just looking for two seats. So that's why two-way interaction where the customer has no direct contact and depends solely to the distributor. This has been noticed. You go to any web portal that sells hotel, you don't know which hotel whether you know, you don't know what, where to approach to that hotel to book, but the distributor has rate. They would give you, we are offering a hotel room at, say, Taj at 30,000 rupees per person per night. When you approach Taj, they would quote you the rack rate, which could be 50,000. So that's how the distributor is at times not allowing consumer to go directly to the supplier, and that's an interconnectivity. Many a time, supplier doesn't want to deal with the consumer directly. They prefer to go, various reasons. A, because the distributor has the buying power. B, they don't have to go much into the details of accounting arrangement. For two nights booking at a hotel, directly the consumer would need to pay, monitor it, follow it up, and so on. A distributor would buy 20 rooms per night at the hotel and would have paid in advance. So this is the impact of the interconnectivity at time, removing one of those and keeping only two-way between the supply, between the distributor and the consumer. So distributor-specific communication from the supplier is the base. Specific communication from the supplier is the base. It includes online communication and internet accessible only to distributor. They would be allowed only to distributor, not to anybody else. So if you try to approach airline or a hotelier and look for the rate, possibly you find the rack rate. Say $100 rack rate, you will be quoted that. But if you go through distributor, where the consumer is not allowed to go to supplier, the distributor will quote the same hotel for just $80. So that's a way businesses and the connectivity element between customer, supply, and distributor work. And it is working perfectly fine. Because even if the consumer learn about the price that he or she has paid, looking at the web portal of a hotel, he or she would learn that he or she is benefited. So if customer purchases through distributor, such interaction or information also part of the same means, distribution-specific communication. Okay, this is a chart suggesting on way to reach customer through direct marketing. Start with mobile social media. We use websites, email, direct mail, telemarketing, travel industry, exhibitors, and marketing in media. All these are channels or element in direct marketing ways. You can directly sell through a website. You can directly market your product through WhatsApp group and mobile. You can directly call higher staff and start telemarketing. And likewise, through travel industry exhibitions, you can sell. I've seen many exhibitions. They display a signage that sale is not permitted. So they can't close the sale. They can create information up to closing a deal. But literal closing a deal is not done at the exhibition. Okay. And of course, through advertising in media. So you exhibit your product. Wholesaler would exhibit the product and the consumer buys. Right. This is another chart. Direct marketing, way to reach customer. You are reaching to the end user by direct sales marketing and social media. You text message, which we keep getting every day, that you consult a doctor for your baldness. Direct text message that comes in and consumer or customer approach to the distributor. Add on mobile devices. This is also very common. In our mobile phones, we keep getting various type of ad. Something which is not concerned with you at all, but you would get because of direct marketing, because they have the database, they have the mobile numbers and social media. There is no end to social media, Facebook, Twitter, Insta, all you find presence of social media, people approaching through social media to the end user. And that's why social media, Facebook, Instagram also have their paid version. What we are onto is socially designed Facebook. They also use Facebook for commercial marketing. Slide after slides. Another one, customer direct marketing website, online advertising and promotion by email, which is online advertising. If you are logging into Yahoo Mail or Gmail, suddenly something crops up, which is an online advertising. On Facebook, if you go, some shirt manufacturing companies pops up and start telling you about the shirts they are manufacturing. If once or ever in life you would have bought from them, you are on their regular advertising element. You keep seeing news until such time that you unsubscribe their newsletter. You would be there getting information. And of course, they would use email to approach direct marketing, which is cost effective. Direct marketing ways, direct mail. You send direct mail to your existing customer for respecting their values and decision of traveling with you. You encourage them to approach you for next travel planning. List of potential customers who would have purchased from you or would have more. Like if you have answered any of the question that was put in a questionnaire by distributor, are you going to travel in 2023? And if you have said most likely, then you are a potential customer for them. The telemarketing, the direct marketing process begin from there on. So yes, you can do direct mailing to customers who are your current database or existing customer. You look for potential customers. I mentioned you, database is taken from credit card companies, any service provider where different demographic segment of our society approach. So you go to them, or list owned by others in response to inquiry. A database has been created on the basis of inquiry. You can use that as well to make use of direct marketing. Another slide, how to reach customer, the way to reach through direct marketing. You do telemarketing and then telecalling to target list of customer and telecalling to responses to inquiry. If you have answered a chatbot, then definitely that would go on the web portal and you need to return the call or an inquiry, answer it to the end user. How to reach the direct marketing ways, travel industry exhibition like OTM, IITM, SATE, on the national front, internationally, World Travel Market, ITB, International Tourism Bourse, or World Travel Mart happening next month, or TTM, OTM, TTF, Fitur. There are many, Arabian Travel Market. All these are travel exhibition where you can directly market your product. Anybody who comes on your stand, you share the brochure, ask him or her to provide detail, and then you start direct marketing to them. And listing the potential customer, visiting the stalls and responding to them later. So this is happening at Travel Industry Exhibition where you directly address the marketing. We are picking up the ways of direct marketing to customer. We picked up various steps. We are adding one after the other. Now here we are looking at advertising in media. How would you do it? You would provide discounts, you would provide offer, a voucher coupon. All this through advertising media. Book through us. First 50 who will be booking with us will get a free shoulder bag, just as an incentive or an offer. And bingo, if the customer books through hotel, book through the booking engine, so he or she would get these possible offers. And provision for a toll-free number. This is getting momentum. We do have many travel agents having toll-free number on national level, which is our toll-free number that we use in India, 1-800, and then followed by area code, then your direct number, all that are added here. So last minute sales made easy through direct marketing. It's a benefit of direct marketing. Ease of monitoring. You don't need to monitor or monitor when you are free. Lower cost per transaction because not any money has been spent. This is a database that you are using, creating awareness to your repeat passenger. So there is lower cost. And knowledge-based, information-rich way of marketing. Knowledge-based, you learn that yes, this type of audiences would be a better market. So you do that from the big stock or database of knowledge or database. With this, I conclude our today's lecture on unit chapter number 18. I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. Thank you very much, dear student. You have a wonderful time ahead.